You could be caretaker here if you liked.
On BBC Radio 4 Extra, a selection of dramas by Harold Pinter.
Would you like to sleep here?
Yeah.
You can sleep here if you like.
Including the acclaimed dark comedy, The Caretaker.
What do you think I am, a dog? Nothing better than a dog. What do you think I am, a wild animal?
Harold Pinter's The Caretaker. On Sunday at 4, over on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Today, Royal Dutch Shell announced that they're suspending their exploration off the coast of Alaska. And Nigel Williams' drama now goes in search of the history of Alaskan oil as we continue our major new series telling the story of that commodity and the price we've paid for it. Today, Nicholas Leprevot and Gemma Redgrave star in Nigel Williams' story as a gumshoe and his enigmatic client who go looking for Billy, all for the price of oil.
$0.50 a gallon, can you believe it?
It's decimalisation, mate, that's what it is. Ever since they brought in decimalisation.
They got rid of the attendants, didn't they? Self-service now, isn't it? Pour it yourself. Well, everything's gone wrong because of
decimalisation.
It's not like they haven't got enough oil, is it? I mean, they've just started shipping it from Alaska, haven't they? Last year, was it? 73, was it? And it is 50p a gallon, mate. Can you give me any idea why it should be the case? Any idea at all?
Decimalisation?
The Price of Oil. Looking for Billy by Nigel Williams.
It was March 12th, 2015. I was sitting in my office in downtown Battersea, well, Battersea anyway, when my phone went.
Hello?
Mr. Knight? Charles Knight?
Charlie will do fine.
You say meetings by appointment only.
I say that a lot.
Can I make an appointment?
For when?
Right now. I'm in the street outside.
I'm looking at you. Turn 180 degrees, look up at the building, third floor, two windows along.
I can see you.
Sure, I can see you.
I'm better from the front.
You can come up now. This is it.
It's nice.
I expect total honesty from my clients. It's a dump.
And I like people I employ to have confidence in themselves. It's a nice office.
Tell me your troubles.
Miss Andrews, you wouldn't be able to pronounce my real name.
Try me.
Listen to this.
December 26, 67. Blowing hard. Nothing happening. They all hanging around the rig. Bastards. Go home! Go home now!
That was the day they discovered oil on the North Slope. Alaska, Boxing Day, 1967.
What was the noise?
It's a gas flare. When they lit the pipe, up it went.
Who's the guy on the tape?
Johnny Andrews, my father.
This is about your father?
Oh, my father's long dead. This is about my brother.
Who?
Follows in our father's footsteps.
So, your father was a campaigner. An activist.
He was, and so was my brother.
Is your brother dead?
I very much hope he isn't.
There's an Italian place just... What was your father doing on the North Slope of Alaska on Boxing Day?
He lived there.
Right. So he is... or was...
An Eskimo? It's okay to say the word. It's not a racial slur.
Unless you sneer, as you say it. And... how did the oil guys feel about your father being there?
They didn't see him. They don't see Eskimos.
Do Eskimos drink at lunchtime?
Do I sound like an Eskimo?
No.
Do I look like an Eskimo?
You do not.
Eskimos drink at lunchtime. They drink any time they feel like it.
Let's split a bottle, shall we? So,
What about your brother?
He disappeared.
When?
About 4 weeks ago. You see, I told myself I didn't care. We'd lost touch, and then...
Then what?
It doesn't matter. It's all too difficult. I'm sorry, Mr. Knight. I should never have called you. This is a bad idea.
Miss Andrews.
Miss Andrews.
Most people go missing, and people don't even know they're missing. They don't care. That's why they're missing. People grow up and they grow away from each other. I'd stopped caring about where he was. And then...
Then what?
He called 4 weeks ago, out of the blue.
You spoke to him?
He was somewhere in Alaska. All I have is the message.
You called him back?
As soon as I picked it up. Nothing. I rang that number a great many times. No one picked it up.
I should hear that message. If you want me to. Do you want me to?
I do. I really do. Let's go back to mine. We can talk. I haven't touched the phone since. Not another one. I'm terrified I'll wipe the message. It's all I have of him. Is that stupid?
No.
Susanna, it's me. It's Billy. We haven't spoken in so long. I'm sorry we had a fight. I swear to you, I never shut up your damn pipeline.
Can you hold that being, Billy?
Well, the driver's one of them, Susie.
Can you turn now?
They're all in it together.
I can't run it.
First it was our land. First it was the North Slope. Now it's the whole damned Arctic.
Well,
get off my case! This meeting is a setup, Susie. The driver was working with them, with the oil companies.
Get the hell out of here!
I'm scared. That damn chicken. It's laughing all the way to the bank. All the way up the hall road to the Arctic Sea.
Do oil companies go out and kill people who disagree with them?
You know much about the oil business?
Is it run by evil-minded capitalists bent on destroying the planet, by any chance?
That's Shell. I worked for BP.
You worked in the oil business?
I did. Still do. I'm an engineer.
How did your brother feel about that? Was that what your fight was about?
Let me show you something about oil in Alaska. The truth is more complicated than people realize.
People try to tell the truth. They try, but they just can't do it. There's too much of the truth to tell.
In the 1960s, the industry began to look for new sources of oil. After the problems at the Abadan refinery in Iran, British geologists combed the globe for a stable source of this precious commodity. They found it in Alaska.
What are those mountains?
Oh, the Brooks Range. The North Slope is on the other side, on the Arctic Ocean. Temperatures go down to minus 40. There was no one there.
Apart from you and your brother.
An American company drilled the first successful well in the far north of the country, up near the Arctic Sea. But BP scored in the bids for leases on the North Slope structure. They put their money on the flank, and, unusually, it turned out that was where most of the oil was.
The Inupiat have been there for thousands of years, long before we came along.
We? As in, we, the wicked white people? Are you one of them? Or one of us?
I worked for BP. I was one of the people who helped them get the oil out.
You built the pipeline?
Not all by myself.
So you're... Your brother's protesting. He's against the oil companies.
We were all against them in the beginning. They weren't going to consult us at first, just rip out the oil.
BP, you mean? Didn't you work for them?
No, the American government. The state government. Oil is always about who owns the land where it's discovered, not the companies that take it out. We're just technicians, but the Alaskan natives, Eskimos, whatever you want to call them...
You? You?
Us, sure. Us. We the people. We the Inupiat. The good old boys and their Republican buddies didn't consult us. Nobody had ever consulted us. Nobody had ever made treaties with us like they did with the other North American Indians.
Which might have been a good thing, considering.
Sure. The Americans broke every agreement they ever made. With the Sioux and the Apache and the Navajo and all the rest of them. But with us, they didn't even know we were there. They bought Alaska off the Russians in 1867. we came with the property.
So there were protests. People like your father protested, and your brother carried on his work.
My father's people took the state government through the courts and they won their case. They got a good deal.
They?
I was out of the country. So, you're taking this job? It'll pay $3,000 a month.
I'm taking it. All this stuff, 40 years ago. Why would Billy be frightened of these people now? Didn't you say they did a deal? They got the money?
They haven't gone away, Charlie. Oil interests still play dirty when they need to. These days, the issue is drilling in the Arctic.
You think someone's killed him?
I just want to find him, Charlie. That's all.
So, do you think he's dead?
Steady on.
Well, he says he's scared. He's been called to a meeting, which he says is a setup. He's hitched a ride, and the driver seems to be in with them, whoever they are. He doesn't call back. His phone is dead. Why are they trying to set him up? And for what? Because he's an activist?
Is this pipeline business to do with that? Check out if anyone's shot it up recently, and if they've been charged, and if they're called Billy Andrews.
Yes, my boss.
What's with the chicken? Listen.
The driver was working with them, with the oil companies.
Get the hell out of here!
I tell you, I'm scared. That damn chicken, it's laughing all the way to the bank, all the way up the Hall Road to the Arctic Sea. I got in the wrong truck, Susie. I hitched the wrong damn ride.
So he hitched a ride on the Hall Road, which is a kind of trucker's highway, going up from the south to the Arctic Sea and the North Slope.
And the truck driver is maybe tied in with the people who are trying to frame him for shooting up this pipeline.
Oh, look on the screen.
There was an incident fairly recently. They're still looking for the culprit. Still doesn't help us with the chicken. Or exactly what's going on with her and her brother. Listen to this. I have her on tape.
So, there must have been problems between you and your brother, given his politics.
Look, I told you, there was an issue between us, but it was resolved. The Alaska Federation of Natives sorted it.
How did the deal work?
The government bought them out. Us. Out. We formed corporations, villages, communities. We all became businesses. A huge amount of money came our way.
So I still don't understand. Why is he still fighting? If they did the deal, got the compensation.
He thinks we gave away our birthright, our land, for a short-term profit, and now he's against drilling in the Arctic.
Sure. And do you think he did shoot up the pipeline?
Billy isn't a fool. The last guy to try it got 16 years. He wouldn't have done that. I'm asking you to find him, not get him arrested. Okay.
Did she know you were recording her?
I always say, but they forget.
I don't trust her.
Why not?
Just don't. She's not telling you the whole story.
The family is from Barrow. It's in the far north, on the Arctic Sea. Ask around about him. I'm going to Alaska.
You are?
I have to find out about a chicken. Laughing all the way to the bank. Retrace Billy's journey. She's paying £3,000 a month. She's coming with me.
No, I really don't trust her.
Ladies and gentlemen, in 5 minutes we will be landing at Alaska's Fairbanks International. Cabin crew, 5 minutes to landing. 5 minutes to landing.
Jenny's been with me since the beginning. She's always right. I hate that about her. It was Susanna's idea to come with me. I could think of any number of reasons why she'd made the suggestion. None of them made me feel any easier about the trip.
This is the final call for Air Canada Flight 438 to Vancouver. Now,
hi.
You came from London?
Vietnam.
Is there oil there?
Well, there's oil everywhere. You just have to look for it.
I've got a car. It's as big as a truck.
What's the plan?
To pick up a hitchhiker. There's a guy with his thumb out. Three of them. crazy.
And villainous.
Villainous is good. We want villainous.
How far are you going?
Place called Dead Horse, 450 miles north, at the end of the road. You?
Not sure yet.
You could take me to the Hilltop Cafe, not far down the road. Most people try to get a ride from there.
Jump in.
Yeah, it's where the truckers stop.
Perfect. You want to talk to a few truckers. We'll drop you off there if that's okay.
Fine. Yeah, they'll be in there.
We're looking for a guy who hitched a ride from Fairbanks about a month ago.
You got a name?
This is him. Billy. Calls himself Andrews.
Yeah, I know Billy Andrews. He's up and down this road a lot, taking pictures. Always taking pictures. Pictures of a damn pipeline. Telling anyone who'll listen we shouldn't drill for oil in the Arctic. Why not, right?
Hilltop Cafe, next stop.
So, you argued. Even if your father went along with the deal that was done with the oil companies, Billy didn't buy it, did he?
He did not.
Is that why you stopped seeing him?
Perhaps.
You don't seem to want to talk about that.
No, sorry. I was angry with him.
And you still are, right?
I guess. He and his buddies didn't just think we were betraying our birthright by giving up claims on our land, by taking the deal. He thought there was something intrinsically wrong with looking for energy sources in the wilderness. He thought that what we had was sacred. He thought we should have fought for what we had.
For?
A few seals and whales and polar bears and ridiculous myths about the world.
Sure.
They say the Inuit don't have a religion. They just have fear. It's dark and cold and they are afraid.
So you had a furious row. And that was the last time you saw him?
It was.
But you have to tell me this stuff. You have to tell me everything.
I know, I'm sorry. He hated what I did. He hated the oil companies. He thought we were evil and...
And what? Was there some other issue between you?
No, nothing, nothing.
Jesus.
What's up?
Over there. Just coming into the car park.
What?
That lorry, the big one. There's a chicken on its side. Look at it. It's
grinning, Charlie.
There's a guy getting out.
Is he coming in here?
Not sure. He stopped for something. He's looking at the tires. I'm going out there.
Charlie.
What?
He looks scary. Be careful.
Hi.
What do you want?
I'm looking for this man. Do you know him?
What makes you think that, stranger?
Name of Billy Andrews. He hitched a ride out of here a month or so back.
You police?
I work for his sister. Lady just came out of the cafe.
He steal money from her or something?
No. He just went missing.
Well, well. People go missing all the time, don't they?
They do.
I never seen him.
You sure of that?
I'm sure, mister. He looks a no-good bastard. Tell the nice lady not to bother. Where are you headed?
Up the whole road.
Yeah. Bet you got a pretty little car. Mind you don't spoil it.
What are we doing?
Following that bastard. He's a good old boy, all right. An oil company teamster, wouldn't you say?
Don't let him see we're following him.
There's another truck coming up behind us. Another big snub-nosed bastard. And that's only the driver. The landscape went on and on. Nothing but snow, driving into the windscreen. And over to our left, this massive steel tube, like some piece of modernist sculpture, abandoned in the middle of all that barren nature.
There it is. That's my pipeline. The casing is only half an inch thick.
Have a lot of people tried to blow holes in it?
I never accused Billy of shooting up the pipeline.
So why does he swear on the phone call to you that he didn't?
Maybe someone else is accusing him of doing it. I told you I'm out of Alaska. I don't know who Billy is anymore. Who he hangs out with or what he gets up to, okay? He's out of my life.
She was lying again. She did this thing with her hands when she was telling a lie. It was curiously attractive. Why didn't they bury it in the ground?
The permafrost, the subsoil in the tundra, is frozen all year.
It's like it's on stilts.
For the caribou, so they can walk underneath it.
We're about to be overtaken.
Pull into the side of the road.
Steady on.
Pull over.
This is my guy. What's he doing?
He's stopping.
Just hope that's all he's doing.
Jesus, he's reversing.
How do you think you...
Get off the road, Charlie!
You bastard!
Charlie! He's driving off.
Thank you so much, you jerk!
What in God's name was that about?
CB radio, I guess. His buddy calls him up from ahead and...
Can you get the car out?
Hope so.
Well, there's nothing between here and Coldford, 200 miles north.
Thanks a lot! There's a plank in the boot. What's in Coldford?
Well, 210 people and a few rooms. Before oil, they came up here to look for gold. They called it Coldford because that's where the early prospectors got cold feet and turned back.
We're going to go right on to the end of the road until we catch up with those bastards.
Yeah!
Is this a hotel or something that fell off the back of a container lorry?
Those are the two trucks parked over there.
I guess our friends are in the bar.
Charlie.
Really, don't worry about me, Susie.
It's them I worry about. Were you a policeman?
No, no. I was in the army. I killed people. You don't want to know about it. That's the music that was playing in the background when your brother called.
It doesn't mean he was calling from this bar.
How many other bars are there on the whole road?
I don't see our guy.
One in the corner could be his buddy.
What do we do?
And naturally, get ourselves a couple of rooms. See what happens. I'd copied Billy's last message onto my phone. I played it to myself over and over again in my room that evening. We'd been missing something, but it was something I could only find out for myself. Who's that?
Charlie, it's me.
I'm coming. You okay?
Not sure. Can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
Someone came along the corridor. Three or four steps, heavy steps. Big guy. Then he coughed twice.
Letting you know he was there. I'll check. You never troubled me. I'd better spend the night in your room.
I thought you'd never ask.
I'll be right over. Leave your door open.
Where did you get the gun?
Fairbanks.
You know people there? It's a Glock 17.
America's handgun of choice.
Do you know the gun laws in the state of Alaska?
Shoot to kill and deny everything?
He's trying the door.
Then you better let me in, little lady.
Why would I do that?
I got me a key.
Aren't you a clever little boy? Move into the room very, very slowly. Keep your hands where I can see them.
You're making a big mistake.
You are the one who's making a big mistake, asshole. Now, kneel on the floor, hands on your head. Why did you get your friend to run us off the road?
I don't have to talk to you.
Oh, you do, mister. I will use this if I have to. Tell me about Billy Andrews.
Now, Billy shut up the pipeline.
How do you know that?
Everyone knows that. There were stories in the papers. It never came to court, but he did it. A protest. He's all wound up about drilling in the Arctic. Oh! Everyone knew Billy. He was up and down the hall road all the time. Pictures of this, pictures of that. Protest shit. He must have had friends who stopped it coming to trial. He would have got a lot of jail time if they found him guilty.
So how come you gave him a ride?
Didn't recognize him till he got in the cab.
And did you talk?
We talked. I said, you that bastard who shot up the pipeline. Oil people pay my wages, you mad asshole.
And he said?
He said he didn't do it. He said he was being set up. People were spreading stories. He said he was meeting some guys in Coldfoot who were going to clear his name.
What guys?
Natives, Eskimos, same kind as him.
Get up. You give me any more trouble and I'll kill you. And stay away from the police. I have good friends. Get out.
You can't.
I can. Get out.
You got friends in the Alaska police?
No.
You going back to your room?
I don't think I am.
I thought not.
More coffee?
No, thanks.
Still snowing. Both trucks are gone.
Thank God for that.
How did you get into the oil business?
Same way I lost track of Billy. You ever heard of the Bureau of Indian Affairs?
Never did.
They ran schools for Native Alaskans. For a long time, I was sent away to Colorado. If I spoke Inupiat, I had to wash my mouth out with soap and water. They wanted good little Americans.
First time I met you, I thought you were English.
The perfect revenge from my point of view. Except now all Englishmen want to be good Americans.
So, how long had you been out of touch when you got that phone call?
A long, long time, Charlie. I told you, sometimes people go missing just because you don't go looking for them.
There's something you're not telling me. You have to tell me everything. That's what I keep telling you. I can't believe you didn't keep in touch with anyone from your hometown.
You ever been to Barrow?
Can't say I have.
Ask me again when we get there. If we ever get there.
Susanna, you have
to... He was headed north. Let's keep going north.
You're paying, lady. She said they hadn't talked in years. But he still knew her mobile number. I didn't ask her about that. I was already beginning to think I knew why.
This is the Brooks Range. The one that looked like those mountains in Iran, right?
To a BP geologist, all mountains look like the Zagros. They found a multi-billion barrel field there in Iran. But the North Slope was pretty sweet. We're 10,000 feet up. Look at those mountains.
So, how far north are we going?
Till the wheels drop off and freeze. To the Arctic Sea, where the oil is now. We hope.
To Dead Horse?
No, it's nothing in Dead Horse. Big oil facility where the oil is fast running out and a lot of people supplying the rigs with chicken.
So what about Barrow? What about the place where you were born? Mind if I take this?
So long as you keep your eyes on the road.
Charlie?
Hi.
It's Jenny. I guess you're with her. You don't have to say anything more than hi. Then let me talk.
Hi. I'm driving. Steep drop either side.
Shall I take it?
No, it's fine. It's my office.
First of all, about Billy. It does sound like someone was spreading stories about his shooting up the pipeline. There is no evidence he actually did it, but it's being talked about, like a whispering campaign against him. I can't believe his sister doesn't know the details. Shall I go on?
Go on.
And she may have said there was nobody who mattered to her in Barrow, but I found out about some guy she was with when she was a kid. He still lives in Barrow, very active in politics up there. Says a lot about oil. Loves the idea of drilling in the Arctic, it seems, and it looks like they are finally getting round to doing just that.
Do you have a name?
He's called Jez. But look, go carefully with her. I have no idea what is going on. It seems she is obsessed with her brother. in a crazy way. Billy took up with some girl when they were young. She very nearly killed the woman. Just be careful, Charlie, okay? And don't sleep with her, whatever you do. Okay. Right. You already did. You're a bleeding idiot, you know that?
Sure. I know that.
Your office?
Yeah.
Woman called Jenny. She loves you.
You've been checking up on me.
Isn't that exactly what you've been doing on me?
Sure. Your brother's hitched from Fairbanks to Coalfoot. He thinks there's someone there will clear him of shooting up the pipeline. People have been saying he shot up the pipeline. Maybe the same people who were worried about him trying to stop the drilling in the Arctic.
Oil people. Wicked, greedy oil people like his sister.
I didn't say that. But you still know more than you're telling me, don't you? When he gets to this meeting, it all feels wrong. Threatening. There are some people there who should be friends, in Upiat, but they're not friends. So, he calls you. You, Susie. Why does he call you when he hasn't done for so long?
Look, there's a guy in Barrow. I've known him since I was a kid.
And his name? Don't tell me. I couldn't pronounce it.
There are things I can't talk to anyone about. You are the nearest person I ever got to trusting. Isn't that ridiculous?
And this guy?
Has no crazy ideas about oil or anything else. I was in love with him a long time ago, that's all. My father loved him.
Nothing else?
Nothing else. Look ahead. That is the Arctic Sea. The Inuit believe the goddess of the sea is called Sedna. She was born with a great hunger. Nothing could satisfy her hunger, not even her father, who made the world we live in. One day he turned her over the side of his kayak, tired of her hunger. She clung to the side of the boat. He chopped off her fingers, and she sank to the bottom of the ocean. Family life in the Arctic Circle. Give me the bloody Hilton any day.
What about this man? Whose name I won't be able to pronounce.
Jez. He answers to Jez. I'm taking you to him.
Well, I had already guessed that, of course. But the important thing was for her to lead us to him. Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
You've never been on a snowmobile before.
What happened to roads up here?
I'll drive. You go through a hole in the ice, you're dead.
Whoa! Is this guy expecting us?
I called him.
So?
He said he hadn't seen Billy for years.
But he says
Billy wouldn't want to see him unless it was to put a knife into him.
But you ruled that out, did you?
I rule nothing out, not since I hired you.
I encourage freedom of thought. Why didn't you tell me about this guy?
I told you I never liked the man as much as you, Charlie, not for a long time. But that doesn't mean I trusted you, or that I ever will completely. But oh, I still like you, Charlie. I do.
I'll bear that in mind. But shall we keep it between ourselves, Susie? Especially when we go to meet your friend Jess.
So, Mr. Knight, you're looking for Billy.
I am.
Why would anyone want to do that?
Oh, you tell me.
Jez and Billy never hit it off.
He didn't like that Susie and I were together.
No.
You know what the definition of incest is, Mr. Knight?
Mm-hmm.
It's the inability to proceed from the known to the unknown.
I don't think Jez is making any kind of wild accusation here, Charlie.
Oh.
And Billy could never face any kind of change. He couldn't adapt. We all have to adapt.
So the oil...
Prudhoe Bay Field was good for us. And yet all those years ago, the North Slope voted against the deal the government offered us. Why? Because they're idiots.
You're calling my father an idiot?
He came round. He saw sense.
He took the money. Tell me about the Arctic. Was Billy really a threat to it being opened up for drilling?
You're looking for conspiracies again, Charlie. There is no conspiracy.
Billy was traveling up the Hall Road to meet some guys in Coldfoot.
Yeah?
You know, he reckoned that they could clear him of the pipeline business.
He did?
Jess.
What? What? These radical guys, they have their wild ideas. And then one day, they do something that proves just how crazy they are. People are saying they saw him shoot it up.
They lied. People paid them to do it.
We call this place Upiavik, not Barrow. It means the place where we hunt snowy owls. And to think some of us have now discovered the environment. There were never any tree huggers up here, Mr. Knight. We killed things for thousands of years to eat.
I love the sound of the language. Upiavik, is that how you say it?
No.
She says she doesn't speak a word of it. You do, I take it.
I live here. More's the pity.
I bet you can say, what's wrong with drilling in the Arctic Sea?
In my language?
That was what I had come to hear. It didn't have to be politics, but I figured it was the easiest way to get him to make the kind of noise I wanted him to make.
Someone kill a corner rook, New York. Toglogasilia, Linyag me. You best be on your way. I can't help you with Billy.
So, is that it?
Nope.
What was that in aid of? You were taping him?
Pass me your phone.
Why?
Pass me your phone. Please.
I swear to you, I never shut up your damn pipeline.
King of that being, Billy.
But the driver's one of them, Susie.
King it's on now. They're all in.
What?
The moment he opened his mouth, I knew. I'm good at voices. Your friend Jez was the guy in the bar. Billy.
You think?
Listen. He's talking in Upiat.
King of that being, Billy.
But the driver's one of them, Susie.
King it's on now. They're all.
Did you recognize Jesse's voice when you heard the call?
I swear I didn't. Well, later I may have suspected, but I didn't.
Billy wasn't scared of a trucker. He was talking about the other guy in the bar, your friend. Jez had arranged to meet him there. Said he would try and help about those rumors that Billy shot up the pipeline. Rumors Jez had started.
I just couldn't. I didn't want to believe Jez had...
Susie.
Okay. Okay.
He hates Billy. He hates that you loved him more than anyone else in the world, including him. He hates Billy's politics. They threatened his plan to swing his community behind the Arctic deal.
I can't believe he was trying to frame Billy for the pipeline.
I'm afraid it's a very strong possibility that he was. He has money. The deal puts him on the same side of the fence as...
People like me.
Hating yourself is a very bad idea, Susie. He tricked your brother into meeting him. And then things got out of hand. Maybe he didn't exactly plan to kill him, but...
But it turned out that way.
I think you must have suspected it all along. Which is why you didn't tell me about...
About me and Jez and who I am and exactly what I left behind.
You don't hire people like me just to find out things. I'm here to confirm people's suspicions, especially the ones they don't want to acknowledge they have.
What now?
We go back to Coldfoot. We haven't got much time.
What do we do when we get to Coldfoot?
Check in, park the car where he won't see it. Does it ever not snow in Coldfoot?
There's a moment in July. So why will he come today?
Because he knows we know.
You're sure?
I know about things like that, Susie. I wish I didn't, but I do.
What are we waiting for?
A black Ford pickup. Like the one parked outside Jez's house. He'll wait till he's sure there's no one about. It's almost dark.
It's him, all right. What's he going to do?
A shovel. You'll need a shovel. Now... I'll go first.
Put the shovel down. Turn around. Very slowly.
What's your problem, Mr. Knight?
I think you have a good idea what my problem is. A gun is a bad idea.
Is that why you brought yours?
Firing a gun is a bad idea. There are people back there who know we're here.
He already called the police.
Yeah? He was no good, your brother. He wrecked people's lives. He was jealous of you. He was jealous of what you made of yourself. People like him would drag us back to the Dark Ages.
Put the gun down, please.
Please is good. You English make me laugh.
That's something.
You look like a guy who believes in progress.
Do I?
Everything comes with a price.
You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. That's what they tell the eggs. You didn't plan on killing him, did you? You were just going to warn him off. When you told him it was you who started those rumors...
Things got out of hand. That was all it was, out of hand. He had a terrible temper. Always did. I wanted to help him. I just wanted him to stop making trouble. That was all.
It was more than that. He got between you and her. That was what you couldn't take.
I loved you, Susie. No one will ever love you the way I loved you.
If I'd wanted to be with you, I would have been with you. It was nothing to do with Billy.
Maybe not.
Chez, what are
it
you...
It won't hurt. Won't hurt me a bit. I'm a big guy.
Pinyak pissing nyaku.
Susie, stay right where you are. There's nothing you can do. He's dead, Susie. I'm sorry. The bullet in Jez matched the two they found in Billy. It's all over.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
Don't be. You didn't recognize his voice, did you?
I didn't, but then I'm no good at voices.
But you recognize the language.
I guess I did, but I didn't want to hear it, so I didn't listen. It's like I told you, I put all that behind me.
Sure. She was doing that thing with her hands again. She'd lied to me about her brother, or at least she'd been economical with the truth. But then she'd been lying about him to herself all her life. Goodbye. Miss Andrews.
Goodbye, Mr. Knight.
Alaska Airlines, flight 675 to New York.
That's me. New York. The check's in the post.
They all say that. Just tell me what Jez was saying on the tape.
Oh, it was something about me. He was always talking about me. I never could bear it. Okay. I knew his voice from the moment I first heard the call. Okay.
I watched her go to her plane. She was a beautiful woman. One of the most beautiful women I'd ever seen. But what use is that to someone like me?
Jenny Hughes for Charles Knight. Can I help?
Jenny, it's me. I'm coming home.
In Looking for Billy, by Nigel Williams, Charlie was played by Nicholas Leprevost and Susanna by Gemma Redgrave. Jez was Sam Dale, Jenny, Amelia Laudell, Billy, Mark Edel Hunt, Mac, David Hounslow, and the hitchhiker, Chris Pavlo. Inupiat translations were provided by Chelsea Zibel. Looking for Billy was directed by Nicholas Kent and produced by Jonkel Panting. The Price of Oil series is devised by Nicholas Kent with Jack Bradley and Jonathan Myerson.
And we continue to reckon the price of oil in our afternoon dramas all this week, travelling around the globe and from the 50s to the future to explore the history of oil and the price we've paid for it. At the same time tomorrow, Jonathan Myerson's thriller The Weapon tells the story of the OPEC siege of Christmas 1975, when 11 oil ministers were taken hostage by the notorious Marxist terrorist Carlos the Jackal. That's here on BBC Radio 4.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The iron and steel making plant at Redcar on Teesside is to be mothballed, with a loss of 1,700 jobs. Its Thai owners, SSI, have blamed falling steel prices. The General Secretary of the Community Union, Roy Rickhus, said it was terrible news and criticised the way it had been handled.
We've seen it come in a sense that SSI have been reporting for some time that they're having some financial difficulties. What we haven't seen come in, though, is the way that the company have conducted themselves during this process. A lack of consultation, lack of discussion, and even the announcement this morning is riddled with more questions than there are answers.
German prosecutors say they're investigating the former chief executive of Volkswagen, Martin Winterkorn, on fraud allegations. He stepped down last week following the revelation that the firm had rigged emissions tests, affecting millions of diesel vehicles going on sale in the US. The Shadow Chancellor, John McDonnell, has told his party that Labour needs to prove to the British people that it can run the economy better than what he called the rich elite who run it now. Mr. McDonnell said a future Labour government would reject austerity but make aggressive moves to balance the books through economic growth. There's been fierce fighting in the city of Kunduz in northern Afghanistan. Taliban fighters attacked from several directions and are reported to have taken half of the city. The Afghan government says it has sent reinforcements. A Hungarian family of four living in Bolton have been jailed for the abuse of two women who they forced to work as prostitutes. The judge said the victims lived a life of fear, hidden from view and under the radar. The three men and one woman were sentenced to a total of more than 17 years in prison. New figures suggest there's a growing north-south divide in rising property prices in England and Wales. The Land Registry statistics saw house prices go up by less than 1% in Wales and northern England. In contrast, the rise was 8.4% in the east of England and 7.6% in the south-east. BBC News.
Syria has an ancient food culture and was once a breadbasket for the Middle East, but war has damaged agriculture and food supplies to many areas. In half an hour, Dan Saladino hears what the conflict and the displacement of the Syrian people means for the long-term rebuilding of infrastructure and tradition in the place they call home. That's in the food programme at 3:30. But now on Radio 4, the IT Crowd writer Graham Linehan is among the guests joining Nigel Rees for this week's episode of Quote, Unquote.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Thank you. May I quote you on that?
Quote, unquote. The quotations programme devised and introduced by Nigel Rees.
Hello again, Raoul Lam.